Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast that has been sued 9 times in the same month. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but you know I'm going to give him one because he still deserves it. It's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. I'm the guy that sued you fuckers 9 times. I'm eventually going to win. I'm going to take all your shit. This guy's Pantelis, and the third wheel here is Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Also known as homophobia with legs.
What, really?
Why do you hate the gays?
Yeah.
I don't hate the gays.
You hate the gays.
I don't care about the gays.
Yeah, that's sad. You shouldn't. Why? Yeah. Sharing is caring.
They have feelings.
No, but what I mean, like, they're there.
Where?
They're in the world.
They're in the bars you go to?
No. Fuck off.
But they're there. Where are they?
Yeah.
Like, in the world, bro.
In your bedroom.
No.
In the hotel room that you rented.
You motherfucker.
Isn't the world that new gay club?
Yeah. It's called the world. Poseidon's normally there, yeah. Martinis
Jesus
and such.
Christ.
Fucking t-shirt. What t-shirt Wednesdays? Wednesdays. He's always there.
Yeah. Hey, where are the girls?
Why do all these chicks have dicks?
Hey, there's no chicks with dicks. Only dudes with tits.
That's what the Family Guy said.
Yeah.
But they won't make those jokes anymore now because it went super PC, apparently.
What a bunch of fags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they don't want to make gay jokes. They don't want to make trans jokes.
Wait, isn't it homophobe to not make, to be afraid to do gay jokes and shit?
Technically, you might be right on that one. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
The problem is people now have protected classes.
I hate the fucking thing that don't punch down.
Oh, I'll punch everywhere.
You should punch everywhere.
I'll punch in the dick.
Isn't not punching down saying, these people are too weak and fucking feeble and stupid, I can't make fun of them?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Well, the devil...
That's like telling me you can't punch...
We can't make fun of this guy.
Yeah, or we can't make fun of Bulgarians. They're hilarious. We're going to make fun of them.
Well, just because you're punching down doesn't mean they're not stronger. The devil lives in hell, bro, but if you punch down to the devil, bro...
What the fuck? The devil.
You sound like a black pastor.
If you only
if you got to punch down to the devil, he don't live down here. He lived down there, but he want to do bad things to you up here.
So if you only punch up, that means the devil wins.
Yeah.
So punch down, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So if next time you see someone doing a Trump joke, go, why do you love Satan so much?
Why do you punch down?
The devil lives down, lady.
Yeah. Hey, you have to do it in that voice.
Why did you make fun of that homeless person? Because the devil lives down there.
Yeah. The devil also, he be homeless. He got kicked out of the kingdom. The devil is one of them hobos. So I go make fun of all the hobos.
Speaking of the devil, I started watching the show Lucifer.
Okay.
Very good show.
Is that why you spoke about the devil? Because you're the one that brought the
devil into this.
You might have become the best at segues ever. Generally, you're like talking about candy. I went to see a hockey game.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to bring up that he likes. But that's all you got to say about it. It was a good show.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different from whatever other show.
It feels a little sitcom-y.
I saw Friends, different characters in Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah, it is
interesting.
Different. Yeah.
How does TV do
fucking
that?
Fucking George, not on one episode of Friends.
And it still works?
Yeah, it's different, though.
Interesting. What in the devil is Poseidon talking about? Poseidon?
Yeah, so what's different about it?
So...
It's filmed on cell phones.
It's like, no, it's still like sitcom-y. It tries to make you laugh. It's got that, it's a different, there's no really continuation.
Is there a wacky neighbor?
What do you mean?
Like,
who comes in?
Kramer, like, hey, you devil.
No.
And it's fucking Hitler. That'd be awesome.
Oh, if Hitler's his neighbor comes in?
Fucking Hitler is the wacky
Lucifer.
Neighbor.
No, just because he has powers.
Lucifer, what's in the fridge, yeah? I didn't get my paycheck. I've been on strike for 15 years, yeah.
No, just, I don't know. It's different.
These pretzels are making me thirsty, yeah.
I'm out.
This might be the best idea of a show ever.
having the devil, the devil Seinfeld. You got Hitler.
This
you
is
got
amazing. Think about how great this is. You got Pol Pot, maybe Yao Ming, or no, not Yao Ming, the other Ming. Mao Zedong, I mean. Yeah.
Who's Elaine?
Who's Elaine? Hillary Clinton.
Oh, shit.
This would be a good fucking show, though.
Oh, shit.
Right? This would be hilarious.
Oh, my God.
But Seinfeld, but Kramer has to be Hitler. Because it's the funniest. Him coming in like all shaky and stuff. Right?
And he takes off his hat and then he's got the crazy. Yeah. He's got the crazy Kramer hat.
It'll be amazing. Where, you know, the chicken, you know, the part there where he moves in.
Yeah, the Kenny Rogers roast.
And he burns himself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, now I know what it feels to be roasted. Oh. So bad, yeah. Or, you know, the episode where they think they're white supremacists, George and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
The Aryan nation or whatever. And Hitler's there. He's like, yeah, you go, boys, yeah. It'd be fucking amazing. This would be a good fucking...
That'd be a good cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think we're on to something.
We need to get a cartoon. Anyone listening that's good at cartoons?
You need to make that shit. That is hilarious.
You need to make that shit, yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be
make it.
What?
I said make it.
Because think, what would be the best scenario that they have to get done from Seinfeld stories with those characters?
I don't know. The masturbation one, I think, is the best.
I'm out. That one would be good.
Or the soup...
The soup Nazi.
The soup Nazi
will kind of be weird meta.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Having Hitler.
Yeah. Be like, but I create the Nazis. Mm. No soup for you.
Yeah. Soup Nazi. Oh. I'm not. I don't really like the soup, but I'm here for the Nazi.
I'm here for your politics. Yeah.
He's saluting him the whole time. Yeah. I respect you.
So it would be fucking hilarious if they would do that with all characters from history, but a cartoon so you could do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This would be great. Maybe South Park could do something like this. Make fun of Seinfeld in Hell or something. Because I don't know. Well, I don't think we know people that make cartoons like that. But fuck, that is a million dollar idea.
Remember that the guy Paco last summer, who's one of, what's his name's friends?
Barry Katz.
Barry Katz. He's
he's been trying to make a cartoon.
He's been trying to make a cartoon. We could reach out to him and get the cartoon.
I think it'll be too complicated because he keeps asking me for stuff. So I don't think he knows.
You know what's fucked up about him and Barry Katz?
Yeah.
This summer, they sent me a text message to go, like I was in the conversation, and then I just answered. And now every time they text each other, I'm in the conversation. So the other day, Barry Katz wrote, he was like, hey, man, I keep getting these insults on the internet. How do I make it stop? And I thought it was a message for me, and I was like, why the fuck is Barry Katz asking me how to... But then I saw it was for Paco, that Paco was like, where are they? Are they on Facebook or Instagram? And he was like, I don't know. Like, how the fuck can you not know
what?
If it's Instagram or Facebook? And then he goes, okay, it's on Instagram. And then they were...
Gesundheit.
Like, Paco was explaining how to not get insulted on Instagram.
You can't do that.
And I was like... I was like,
what? How do you try not to? I mean, you can't. Someone's not gonna like you.
I wanted to just chime in and go, hey guys,
stupid.
By the way, I'm still in the room. Can you?
No. Don't say anything. This would be hilarious.
I didn't say anything because I was like, I'm eventually gonna get a Barry Katz dick pic.
Paco,
you have to take screenshots of the conversation.
Yeah, I should. I'll see you. Like,
how do I get it to stop? People are talking shit about me on the internet. Stop being you.
You know what I should have answered? How do I get out of this fucking conversation?
So ask him about that Seinfeld Hitler.
But see, it's all messages. Like, I don't know if he... But like, see, this was a picture I sent last summer to both of them. And then, like, it's just...
Serenity now.
These are just, like, conversations from... And I've never answered anything back. I think that's why they don't know I'm in the conversation. But they should, like, because on the top of the screen,
People don't. I mean, if the guy doesn't know what internet is,
I guess if you're asking how to tell if it's on Instagram or Facebook, you're not that
tech savvy.
Tech savvy, yeah.
I'm surprised that he's not using a rotary phone.
He's like, why my goddamn typewriter keep sending me messages.
Poseidon, you didn't tell us anything about the show. We made up another scenario, and we still don't know anything about Lucifer. But we do know something about Hell Seinfeld.
I'm only like 4 or 5 episodes in, but like he goes around like it's cool because like
he's the devil.
Instead of Seinfeld, it should be called Sig Hale.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
And he meets this detective, lady detective, and his powers don't have effect on her.
Whoa, what powers?
Basically, as he can.
Is he the devil?
Yeah.
So how does the devil's powers not work? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but it's an interesting
spin. It's like a kryptonite type thing?
Yeah.
Is it because she's hot?
Yeah, well, she's super hot, but his powers have no effect. Like, he tries to charm her, and she's just not interested, blah, blah, blah. And he goes
Is that
around.
One of his powers? He charms people?
Yeah.
That's a shitty power.
Yeah, this
Superman
is
right. flies around the world, and he's like, oh, ladies think I'm handsome.
Yeah, that's so stupid. No, but that, what kind of power is that?
Other powers.
He's like, don't worry, I got a specific set of skills. Hey, so about that coupon. Like, what are you talking about?
No, and like...
So can I get the friend price?
No, but you guys aren't letting me finish, man.
No.
One of his powers is he has really nice shoes.
Well, because it's not really the devil. It's just some guy.
Some guy that's kind of handsome, but a shitty person.
When it opens, the...
What
the,
opens?
The show. The
gate to hell?
It says... No. It says that the devil got fed up of ruling over hell, so he took a vacation.
He took a vacation
in Los Angeles.
So he got fed up of hell and decided, I'll go to hell light?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And like, he's got his brother coming, like, that's an angel.
Brother's an angel.
Yeah.
Is he black?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because it smells of SJW bullshit all over it. I've never seen the show, I could guess.
I have seen some.
The devil is obviously white.
Huh?
He's a white dude.
Oh, of course he has to be. Yeah. The devil's a white man, right?
Yeah.
It is, and, actually. Yeah. It's a British man.
Oh, of course, yeah. The epitome.
Those goddamn Brits.
Yeah.
And so the devil's a black dude.
The angel's a black dude.
And that the hot chick is Latina.
The hot chick, she's a woman. That's why the powers don't work. She's so powerful, more powerful than the devil.
She's a white woman with green eyes.
Oh, that's why. So powerful.
He should punch her in the face and bring her to heaven. Bring her to hell.
Anyways, I found it interesting because they solve crimes together.
What?
Yeah. So now I can't watch it because you said that I can't watch it.
So it's like Scooby-Doo?
But for retards.
But the devil.
So it's the devil.
Because he can.
The devil, his brother, the angel, the social justice warrior, black chick, and Shaggy. Is Shaggy in there?
This is how the rapper
Shaggy.
Zoinks, Satan. This is how the ad would work for it. He's like, you thought you've seen it all before. But coming this fall, it's Satan.
Yeah.
In a new role. He got fed up from hell and he's hanging out with a sassy detective. But his annoying black goody two shoes brother keeps coming down from heaven to spoil the party. Join him, a sassy Latina, and six Mexicans as they take over the world one crime at a time. Lucifer on WB. So stupid.
I just said it like I can't watch it anymore.
Like, you think it's called Lucifer. He's out there possessing people, fucking ripping the wings off angels or something crazy happening. And he's like, oh, brother, what are you doing here? You're such a Negro. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, if you were the devil and you came on Earth, that's all I'd do. I'd rip people's arms off everywhere I went. And then, you'd fuck shit up. You're the goddamn devil. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, throughout the show, he's always threatening to rip people's arms off. And I'm like, just do it.
Does he
just
threaten that threat?
Yes, he does.
I feel like we wrote this. Like, everything we're making up is part of the show.
It's very violent, which is why
Is it very violent, really?
Which is why I enjoy watching.
My charm powers don't work on her. Oh, the violence. It's a tragedy. A real travesty.
No, like, there's people getting shot and shit.
Does he talk the way I'm making him sound?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, really?
That's why I'm laughing.
He's probably got dark hair. He wears suits.
Yeah.
He's pale.
Yeah, he's a club owner.
Well, this guy's a businessman. He came up here. How long did it take him? He's been here for 3 years. He's more successful than you.
He's the devil. He can do whatever
he doesn't have an actual club, though. He has those things that poor people put on their steering wheels so that we don't steal their Tercels.
That's what he has. Yeah, his Toyota.
I'm a club owner. No one's going to steal my Topaz.
Oh, my God.
It would be funny if he drove a little scooter with a little helmet. What kind of car is it? He has a badass car, I bet.
Yeah, it's a convertible.
Like a European, like a Maserati.
Does he drive by and go, hey, get in oars? Does he say that?
What? No.
No, he doesn't pick up whores.
Oh, no, he does pick up whores.
Does he pick up whores for real?
Yeah, all kinds of whores.
Okay. What? What is this show?
There's a lot of whores in the show, which is another reason why I enjoyed watching it.
Who is God in it or just the black brother?
No, just for now. Well, bro, I'm only like 5 episodes in. I don't know if it's going to develop more.
So there's no God right now?
Well, they talk about God.
How do they talk about God?
God is going to be a woman.
As
or a translate, a lady.
No, God comes out like, I identify as a donkey.
Oh, no, they refer to him as, oh, dad is upset or whatever.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah. So yeah.
Does he say things like that? Oh, daddy must be so mad right now.
It'd be awesome if it's fucking Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you see that thing on Twitter that Caitlyn Jenner wrote? She was like,
no one wants to compliment me.
No heterosexual man feels man enough to compliment me on my looks.
Because you're
and
ugly.
And then some black dude just wrote, "Nice balls, my nigger."
I saw that.
That's amazing.
I saw that.
That's amazing. But it's like, I always hate people like that fetch for compliments. They're fishing. And it's like, nobody told me how good I looked that you guys aren't. No. If you look good, people would tell you look good. He looks like an iguana.
Yeah. And plus,
it's true.
Like, Caitlyn Jenner.
He went to iguana. That's what it looks like.
Caitlyn Jenner is like 70.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, even no matter how Caitlyn Jenner was born, it'd be a weird looking person. It's all fucking fake and Botox and facelifts and fucking. So
how good do you expect to look?
Yeah, she's prettier than most ladies her age.
She should be content with that.
Yeah, she should be happy. Like, fuck, I'm a 78 year old six.
who else is that age?
Betty White.
Betty White's
Betty
older.
White is 91. Yeah. She's fucking hot. Betty White is a hot 91-year-old.
Betty White's not hot. Hold on. Now. You're thinking of Betty White from when she was younger.
But she's hot for 91.
Have you seen her at 91? I feel like everything you're seeing is from 15 years ago.
No, but for 91. Like, I'm not saying I'd fuck her, but for 91, she's
hot.
No,
you know who's good for her age?
Jane Fonda.
That's what I was
awesome,
thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for her age,
Jane Fonda.
But did you guys see pictures of Betty White when she was young?
Yeah, she was crazy.
God
hot.
Damn.
Yeah, crazy hot.
Those Greek jeans, bro.
She's Greek?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I wonder if she's 91 too.
Betty White is Greek?
Yeah, I think her mom was Greek, yeah.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. It was Betty White or someone. Betty White has Greek, and I know that. But I think Betty White's mom was.
I love it.
Beauty queen in Greece.
I think it was either Betty White or, and then you say a name that's super Greek.
Well, Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's Greek. There's a lot of Greeks that you don't know about.
Tommy Lee is Greek.
Tommy Lee. You don't. Tommy Lee. Fuck Pamela Anderson. Motley Crue.
You don't know Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee is the reason why fucking streaming exists, so that people could see Pamela Anderson's vagina.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we have streaming right now. The Kumia Network wouldn't exist
if it wasn't for Tommy Lee's
big giant cock.
Yeah. You don't know who Tommy Lee is?
No.
You don't know who you didn't know Andrew Dice Clay. Everyone that you should know, you don't know, and yet you've seen every episode of Lucifer. You know how fucking crazy that is.
like
if aliens kidnap you and they'll be like, okay, we want to see what happened in the last 30 years.
We want to know human culture.
Okay, so there's this black guy. He's in heaven.
He's an angel. Like, okay.
And then there's this British guy. Got a convertible. The chick doesn't want anything to do with him. Beatles? I don't know what that is.
What about the Beatles? I don't like bugs.
Yeah. Elvis? I don't know.
What is that? Sounds like a dog's name.
Do you know? You've heard of Elvis, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Do you know one Elvis song? Just one.
You don't know an Elvis song. God,
it's absurd.
God damn it. We were saying during the shot that we should put you into the Special Olympics and pretend like you're retarded. But
I told you, you don't have to pretend.
You don't know one Elvis song.
But how does that make me retarded?
It's super. Do you know who Led Zeppelin is?
Yeah.
Okay, one Led Zeppelin song. I think
I have in my playlist a song, but
you have to know one by heart, especially talking about Lucifer.
19 War Pigs? Shakira songs.
Did you say War Pigs?
Yeah.
That's Black Sabbath.
Oh, Black Sabbath. Never mind.
Oh, no, bro. Come on.
What?
What do you mean, what? You know how retarded this is? You don't know one Zeppelin song.
I'm trying to think, bro. I have a few in my playlist, but...
Stairway to Heaven. That's Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah? What about Highway to Hell? Who's Highway to Hell?
That's AC/DC.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's true.
You fuck. They don't even sound the same at all. How do you...
But the titles sound the same.
The complete opposite title.
Stairway to Heaven, Highway to Hell. That's where the black guy and the British guy meet.
Oh, wow. This is fucking interesting. But I guarantee you know the Spice Girls.
Didn't Eminem fuck one of them?
He's trying to make stuff up now just to prove that he's... But it just makes him look even dumber. You know the Spice Girls?
I know who they are.
Oh, okay. So why were you pretending like you didn't?
No, I wasn't pretending.
One like Spice Girls song.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Are you crying? No, he's like, there's this salty discharge.
Like fun of it.
No. He's like, there's a weird salty discharge and my stomach hurts.
No, there's something in my eye, legit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's
No, I don't know their names.
The Spice Girls, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know their individual names.
Okay, yeah.
They're all something Spice.
Yeah? What is one of them like?
Cayenne pepper. There's a
Cajun spice.
It's fucking
teriyaki spice.
That'd be awesome. It was ginger, a sporty, and cayenne pepper. Like, I feel like I'm not really part of the group. Shut up, cayenne pepper.
Yeah, shut up, cayenne. Cayenne writes all her lyrics, but she doesn't get to perform.
There was one. Remember the one that was chubby at first, that then became super Jerry Halliwell. The one that became like crazy
Ginger Spice.
Thin. Yeah,
she became crazy thin.
Yeah,
because she's the redhead one.
Yeah,
she was hot.
At first, she was Sexy Spice, and then she gained a bit of weight, so they changed her name to Ginger.
I didn't know that.
And that's what made her go nuts and fucking lose all her weight.
Oh, that's
because that must suck, right? Yeah. You're Sexy Spice, and they're like. You're not that sexy anymore.
Oh
they're
my
chubby.
God.
You're ginger.
Oh my god, that's terrible! I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
you're fat fuck spice.
Chubby spice. Yeah, chubby spice.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah, that's that. I'm sure that's why she became so thin.
Welcome to Mike Ward, Pantelis, and some retard. Like it's fucking terrible.
Well, you guys do introduce me like that already, so.
Yeah, but we just want to be accurate.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, because we don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
Or else it's false advertising.
Yeah. We have a functioning adult. Sir, you're getting sued. Yeah.
He is not functioning.
Besides, still picking at his... At his I'm very surprised about... what do you think he should know, like anybody would know right now?
Who's the first president of the United States?
Okay, that's easy.
George Washington?
Thank God. I was about to fucking go crazy.
All right. What's something else? It's always shit that I think the things that we think that everyone knows he does know, but the things that we're sure that only he knows, he doesn't know. Like the Andrew Dice Clay.
No, I didn't.
So I was sure he'd know who Andrew Dice Clay was.
But that's why I'm saying we stick to historic stuff that he must know, right? Not something specific, like when was the fall of the Soviet Union? That's a bit fucked up, you know, obviously. But yeah, obviously. But I know, I'm stretching. But I don't know, like, shit, what can we... I don't know, where are the pyramids of Giza?
In Egypt, bro.
No, but where are they in Egypt, the pyramids of Giza?
In the desert?
Yeah, but where are the pyramids
in
of
Giza?
That took a while. Yeah. That took a fucking... That took a little too long, bro. That took a little fucking... I was going to jump over there and punch you in the fucking dick.
Oh, I played Assassin's Creed, bro.
That's how you know. I thought he was going to say in Ibiza.
I was hoping he would say
Spain. Isn't
that
in Spain?
Oh, Poseidon. Fuck. There we go.
See,
some geography.
He surprises us. Yeah. He knows no Beatles songs, but he knows his geography.
Yeah, and he always claims to love music, but he knows nothing about music.
You know hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
But no, not real hip. He only knows today's. He only knows Wacky Fensation and XXX Tentacion or whatever. That's all you know?
No. I listened to Tupac, Biggie, DMX,
okay.
Eminem.
What was
old
Tupac's
albums.
First album? What was the name of the album?
Oh, fuck. I can't go that far, bro. I just know song names.
Not that far. You wouldn't know. It's Tupacalypse Now.
Oh. Oh, really? That was his first one?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
See, I didn't know that either.
Well, I'm not surprised. What about Metallica? One Metallica song. That's going to be easy.
And the Sandman, Enter Sandman.
Okay,
is
another
that what
one.
It's called. Nothing Else Matters.
Okay, another non-gay one.
Hardwired.
See, no real Metallica songs. Like he doesn't know anything like from Kill 'Em All. He just whatever they play on the radio. He said nothing else matters. That does not represent Metallica. You must know one Megadeth song.
What's Megadeth?
All right. Well, you'd need to get aborted.
I like the oh, did you hear that Alex Trebek has cancer?
I heard of it. It's very sad.
Yeah. He was it was funny. I don't know if you saw the video he did to say that he had cancer?
No, I didn't want to
watch it. It was very cute.
Professional?
Yeah, no, it was cute because he said how...
What is the cure for cancer?
No, he did... he was like... he's saying how he's like 50,000 other people in America that have pancreatic cancer. I think it's pancreatic cancer.
That's terrible.
And then he goes, stage four, which is, he goes, my chances of survival are really thin, but I think I'm going to make it because I just signed a deal for 3 years to do Jeopardy, and they're not going to let me out of my deal.
That's fine.
So it was a cute little thing. Yeah.
I feel terrible.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah, we grew up watching him, right, on Jeopardy. Like, it's one of those faces that you grew up watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that 1 in 2 Canadians is supposed to get cancer?
According to who?
Really?
I read this online.
1 in 2 Canadians?
50% of the population. Are you fucking insane?
I read this online. Well, it is ridiculous, but I read it. I don't remember where I read it, though.
Oh, okay. So it was credible.
It was like, I think, a medical website or some shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You were definitely on a medical website.
You frequent medical websites all the time. That's why when you go home, you put on a monocle.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on in the medical world?
You're in front of your computer, and whenever you do this to the screen, you go.
Poseidon, your screen's full of saliva. What?
Is it?
Is it? He starts talking like Lucifer. Yes, quite.
You're going to get cancer? You're not? You're going to get cancer.
Yeah. That means that half your household will have cancer.
Yeah.
Why are you happy about that?
No, I'm not happy, but
she's like, yeah.
I'm still laughing at that.
That's insane, Poseidon.
That number seems a little high.
A little.
It is a little high.
Dude, if that was a real number, we'd have to change everything right now. Like, who's feeding us poison? Like, there's something crazy about that. 50% of the population?
Or 1 in 4.
That's a big difference.
That's not what. That's not 50%.
Yeah, it's like 25%.
It's like 1 in 4. You know, 50%.
Yeah, you're good at geography, a little bad at math. Fuck. 11% of people are going to get cancer. That means 1 in 2 get cancer.
I was supposed to be a mathematician.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, so whatever. It was probably not I love that. I was on a medical website, as I tend to do. Yes. After I look at
Googling some symptoms. Probably.
After I look at the real estate market.
Were you just looking at porn with women dressed up like nurses? Like, and then your mom came in, and then you fucking hit it.
No, she said, what is this? It's a medical website. She's sucking the poison out of his dick. He was bit by a snake.
the snake put cancer in his dick.
She's sucking it out. It's advanced treatments. I believe she's from it's Colombian treatments. You don't know. South American stuff.
Do you have a lock on your door?
Yeah.
Okay.
She breaks in. I heard moaning. It's a medical research facility. There's videos in there. That's so stupid. Oh, Poseidon, you fucking...
We're supposed to talk about that those annoying neighbors you had, by the way.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not funny anymore compared... We've moved past that.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I wanna find out about your neighbors. So, because
yeah.
Get a beer here. And on the shot, we were talking about getting a renter out of their apartment with a baseball bat. So you had shitty neighbors.
So I had shitty neighbors on the upstairs, and they knew that I lived downstairs because I would go complain a lot. Like I go at 4 in the morning, be like, "Don't fuck around," and they would stop for a couple of days. They get scared, right? But the problem was I was scared to physically threaten them, knowing that I'm downstairs. Because I'm like, fuck, they could just call the police and say that I did something.
Yeah.
So I did is one day I called Poseidon. I go, this is what's going to happen. Right now they're fucking around. The guy's going, it's so loud. He's going crazy upstairs. I haven't said anything. He doesn't even know I'm home. I'm going to let you in the building. And you're going to go directly upstairs. And you're going to pretend like you own the building. You're the son of the owner or something like that. And just, you know, fuck with him. So he's like, okay. So Poseidon came back from work and he was dressed in a suit. And he had his coat on, his trench coat on. So he looked and he had his hair slicked back.
He looks like a good fella.
It was back when he was selling cars. So he was dressed like a car salesman. But he looked like he looked like a good fella. He's a big guy. So he goes, I let him in. I hear him tuck, 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 walk up past my apartment. Tuck, 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 walk up the stairs. And I hear like firm knock. Then I hear upstairs, do, footsteps. Door opens. He's like... Hey, man.
I pretended I was...
What's going on? And he's like, the guy's like, what? Like, he's trying to understand what's going on. I said, what's going on, man? What, do I have to come down here all the time? Like, you know how many fucking complaints I got about you? I don't want to keep coming down here. And the guy's like, freaking out. He goes, listen, You're lucky I didn't bring my partner here. He's got a different way of solving problems. Doesn't like to talk. I'm going to talk to you one last time. Headphones.
What?
Headphones. You know what fucking headphones are? He goes like, yeah. Use them. Use them. If I fucking come back here, he goes, you're not gonna like me. Me and my buddy, we're going to come back here. He doesn't like to talk. It's fine because I like to watch him. Bro, he leaves. I hear him walk down. I never heard a peep from them ever again.
Oh, really?
They moved out 6-7 months later, and I found out close to a year later. I had asked my landlord. He's like, oh, they moved out a long time ago. They got so fucking scared, okay, because he just went yelled, and then left. And they thought, oh, fuck, the owner of the building's son came, and he's pissed off. People have been complaining, and this guy looks like he's going to kill us. So, yeah, they never came back. They never made noise again. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One time I had to call the cops and they were having an orgy upstairs. So what happened was they kept making noise, like too much noise. Like I couldn't sleep. And then they invited like these people over, and it was basically two guys and two girls. But like the guys were spending a lot of time with the guys together. It was fucking weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a gay sex orgy.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. So they woke me up, and I remember I was working in the morning.
Fuck.
And they were waking me up. It was 5 now. It was 5 in the morning. I go, this is too much. It's not like a 1 a.m. Like this.
And
is
you
too
could
much.
Hear that there you was hear, guys.
Yeah, so that's why I had to turn on the TV, and nothing was working. So I go up, bam, 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 bam. I knock, and I fucking go crazy on them. But then they don't realize that even if they're being quiet, because everything's off, you can still hear them. So I go, you know what? Fuck these guys. So I call the cops, and I say, there's a woman getting the shit kicked out of her upstairs. You know, I want to be anonymous. I'll let you in. Buzz me, and I'll let you guys in. So what happens? This is the greatest time of my life. I'm waiting by the window. The second I see the cops pull up, I go right to the door. I wait. Bzz, I let them in right away. I hear the footsteps go up. And the cops don't knock. I hear them stop in front of the door, and they wait, and they listen. Now, the cops can hear on the inside. They start banging on the door in French, like, open the door. This is the police. Open the door. So then they had to open the door and try to explain to the cops. No, it was like, we heard abuse. And it was like, it wasn't abuse. It was this whole fucking thing. They got so embarrassed, dude. Yeah, they never had another orgy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But it was where the cops are quiet because they're trying to listen. Maybe there's abuse. Or whatever. And they hear, and there's just disgusting sounds. It sounded like abuse.
Fuck, I'm so happy I don't live in an apartment anymore.
Oh, that's where I'm moving now. Yeah. It has to be, you know, the sound, all kinds of shit.
Unless it's an apartment where it's all, like, families.
Well, here's the thing. This
is a little bit early.
Well, my landlord kind of fucked me over because he said, like, when I moved in there, oh, we don't allow animals. We don't allow, he doesn't want little kids. All this stuff. It's going to be quiet. Students. But the students that he was renting up that were always taken upstairs were fucking, it was crazy. When I first moved in there years ago, right, when I first moved in, there was a couple that lived in and they just had a baby. And I'd be like, guys, can you come? Like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but they kept throwing shit on the floor, like, loud. Like, I don't know what they were doing. So I always had to tell them off. Then, bro, I had a very awkward situation. Because one time I got to fight with them because it was the middle of the night and I'm trying to sleep. And then I hear, you know when a PC turns on, the Windows thing? I heard that, like, loud. I thought it was in my house. I look at my computer, what the fuck? It was full blast from upstairs. And then they start playing, bro, a radio station from, like, the Congo.
What?
Yeah, like, gunda, 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 ba, gunda. No, they weren't African. They were white Quebecers,
okay.
French people.
Gunda,
gunda, gunda. It's like, I go, what the fuck? So I go up, bang, bang, bang. Oh, they open the door, like it's we. And I go, okay, what the fuck is this? I go, sounds of the Congo. It's 3:30 in the fucking morning. I go, shut it off. The lady freaks out, whatever. I was irate, right? But then here's the fucked up thing that happened. So they were a couple. This guy, I think, used to do voiceover sound effects for some company or whatever. Like, he used to work from home. The guy left with his kid for like the Christmas break or something.
Oh, you told
me. Do you remember
this.
I told you about this?
Yes.
And she was alone, and then she had, because I remember one night she was getting ready with her friends because of her fucking heels, and she was like, Jesus Christ. Like, it was insane. And then her and her friend picked up dudes, and they came back, and they were banging dudes.
Black guys from the Congo?
Black guys from the Congo. I think the guy, one of the guys was Arab because I remember her talking. But the thing is, she was cheating on her husband who took the kid to his, who for Christmas break, and they were banging other guys upstairs. And I felt so guilty. Like, I felt bad for the,
I would have told
the
him.
Husband. The no, guy. I don't know the guy well. No, fuck him. Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, it's none of my business. Maybe
he cheats
noise.
On her too.
I don't know. Dude, that's too many deals to get into. All I know is that I felt disgusted, right? Yeah, I still ruined their party though. I went and I said, stop making noise.
The guy though, imagine if the guy cheats on his wife too. If you're bringing your kid somewhere where you're going to cheat on your wife.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No.
He's definitely not. Well, maybe he did.
But not that moment.
But not that weekend, yeah.
That weekend, that was her.
Fucking whore. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. She got dolled up and then cheated on her husband. That's crazy, though. Yeah, I remember that.
So you went up and knocked?
Yeah, there too. I yelled because they were making too much noise, and then she got embarrassed and stopped. She got super embarrassed because I could see from the back, like, guys on the couch and stuff like that. So okay. She knew that I knew that something was, you know.
Do you think she was afraid that you were going to tell her?
Yeah, because they moved out pretty quickly after that.
Oh, what a fucking dummy that guy is. That she probably made something up after going,
for sure.
Oh, look, yeah, no.
I don't like the apartment.
I don't like the apartment. No, really? Okay. Seemed okay a week ago.
You seemed okay before these random semen stains showed up on the walls.
Before someone stretched out your vagina. Why is your vagina so loose now?
Yeah. Because
I'm nervous. Yeah. I'm nervous. You know how I get when I'm nervous.
Wait, doesn't it clench?
My butthole clenches. That makes my pussy loose.
So stupid.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I have our place in Florida. I'm not used to it. I've been in a house for so long that I'm not used to neighbors.
Yeah.
And I don't mind neighbors, but my wife gets fucking angry. And she knocks and yells. And plus, we're in Orlando, so it's all, like, families. So she'll yell at little kids. Keefa, stop your kids from fucking running.
She's like, hilarious.
They're fucking kids, you know. Let them be kids. I wouldn't be able, though, to live, like, on your... I would have bought a gun.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm such a fucking, like, psychopath that now I don't have a problem anymore. Everybody's really fucking quiet around me. Because I don't, like, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm reasonable. I don't care in the day. I'm not even there. And even if it is, I'm, you know, there's stuff on in the house. So you don't notice. But in the middle of the fucking night,
when
you
sleep.
Don't know what I do, maybe I work at a fucking, maybe I work at a Tim Hortons and I got to do the 5 a.m. shift. You don't know. I don't need the sounds of the Congo at fucking 2 a.m. Like, have some respect. Even me, when I walk around in the middle of the night, like, I want to go get water, I want to go to the bathroom, I tippy-toe.
Yeah,
you know,
same
like,
here.
I feel like it's common courtesy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like, bang, bang. Like, I remember one guy had to go upstairs. I almost killed him and in the middle of the night, and he was shirtless when I walked in. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what? I go, how do you fucking walk like that? I go, like a fucking gorilla. Like, goddamn it, man. It's 3 a.m. It's like you're making an effort to kick the fucking floor.
Or even when I watch TV, I lower the volume and put subtitles.
Yeah, me too. So the volume because, neighbors, girlfriend, like, I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even my dog will wake up if it's like, you know, it's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
You just try. Try your best, and that's all people ask for.
A lot of people are shit, though.
Yeah, a lot of people don't give a fuck. Oh, I live here, so I'm going to put it full blast. Yeah. I go, yeah, but I'm going to break your legs.
The only thing that I do that could annoy some people is I take a shower like at 2-3 a.m.
I don't know why that would annoy people.
Yeah.
Well,
it depends.
I feel like it only annoys my mother.
Yeah, your mother hates you. That's why. But me, because you know what I always think about? Because, you know.
She's like, I don't want him washing. He should smell like he looks.
That can't happen. That'll be gross. You need to cover yourself in dead pigeons.
Jesus Christ.
But I've had that. I've had someone in Florida come out. Like, they didn't come and knock, but I always wash like at 2 a.m. And then someone the next day, they were like, yeah, you were washing pretty late. And I was like, yeah.
Like, you were showering pretty late?
Yeah. There was water running. And I was like, yeah, who cares? Who cares?
I shower when I shower. You know my shift.
And they were like, no, but it made a lot of noise. I was like, yeah, but your kids are fucking running all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't give you shit for that. But they were probably just saying that because my wife was yelling at them about the kids. So they were like, okay, what do they do? Okay, yeah, he runs a bath at 3 a.m.
You know what I did once? You know the guy that I told you about that was before he got cheated on? In the beginning, one time I went to, because he was overdoing it. Like, I waited a couple of days, and every night I was getting woken up by, like, a loud sound, so I told him off. So then one day, it was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and he came down because I was talking loud. Okay, so I opened the door. I'm like, yeah? And in French, he's like, oh, you know, keep it down, parce que, you know, you're talking a little loud. I go, what? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. And he fucking got scared. Yes.
Oh, bro. This one time in the summer, you're talking loud, though.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, you know how much I laughed when I closed the door? He could hear me laughing. I was laughing so loud. I thought it was the funniest thing on the planet because his face changed. I was like, can you be you talking too loud? And he's trying to tell me like he's trying to get somebody to sleep, or I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, he's gonna tell me I talk too loud. He's like, I go, get the fuck out of here, get the fuck out of here.
I did have that happen once though, a neighbor.
Yeah, because we're loud.
And no, but this guy was Pakistani. And
the guy that was yelling on the balcony.
And this guy talks to his family at 5 a.m. Okay. So in the summer I have my window open. So it lets a nice breeze in. Bro, What do I wake up to? I wake up to this screaming on the balcony. And
it feels like it's right in front. It feels like it's right next to you.
Bro, I was like, bro, I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck? I go and I scream like this. And the guy goes quiet for a bit. And he starts again. And I stormed to my balcony because it's my hallway's a U, right? So I gotta walk. So I stomp the floor. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm in my boxers, bro. I open the balcony door. I step out on the balcony. I go, it's 5 a.m. Shut the fuck up. Call your cousins at 5 p.m.
Like go inside in your house, you dickhead.
Yeah. No, but don't scream, bro. Yeah. The guy's bagging. He's only screaming.
You know he's screaming because Pakistan's so far away.
And he's only on the balcony because he didn't want to wake up
his own family. Yeah.
Yeah, but his windows were open.
Oh, I have a funny story. So when I was young, I was still in high school. Dude, nobody believed me. I had to get... So I kept getting woken up. So let's say my bed, the head part, the window's behind me, right? Yeah, so when you sleep. And I would always, especially towards the summer and stuff, I love having the window a little bit open. You get a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
Bro, in the middle of the night, sometimes early in the morning, I would be waking up by this. And so I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I kept complaining. I was like, man, I was going to the landlord of the building and there's a lot of apartments. I go, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Can you guys go out there? Like, somebody's yelling from one of the balconies. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And nobody was believing me. Like, why the fuck is he lying? So I go, I'm not lying. Because they're like, what are you hearing? Like, what are they saying? Is that a conversation?
And then you...
I'd be like, no, honestly, what I'm hearing is... And they're like, look at this fucking little shit kid, right? So I was going crazy. And I remember my mother, I had one time I woke her up. I went to her room and I woke up. I go, you have to see this, Ma. You have to... Because nobody believed me. The landlord didn't believe me, you know? I was in high school. They thought I was lying. And she had to listen. And she's like, oh, fuck, the kid was right. And they found out it was like a lady who lived up who was like mentally... She had problems. Yeah. She would go out in the... Like she'd see birds and start yelling or whatever, go crazy. Yeah. But it was literally... It was by clock. It was like clockwork. Like at 4 or 5 a.m. It was... From outside, from like 4 floors up. But you could hear it. It felt like it was in your room. Like it was coming in. So I remember that. And I remember having to prove to people. And everybody thought that I was fucking around. Yeah. And then I moved.
That'd make a good story. Instead of the boy who cried wolf, it's the boy who cried...
Because just crazy sounds.
Do you remember Angie the Crackhead?
Angie the Crackhead.
That lives on Jerry and Curbs.
Oh, now you're getting too specific. I don't know where they live.
So it's this... I don't know if you've seen her, bro, but it's her. Basically, her brain is fucking...
Is she
jello.
The one? I don't know what the... But the one of the funniest crackhead
she
stories...
She spits on brown people.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, fuck.
That's dirty. But there was one...
She spits on brown people?
Yeah, there's people that are fucked up. But there's one. My buddy Alex, when he was in high school, he would go from where we were. He would go home to eat lunch sometimes. So he was walking, and it might have been her, but it was one of the crackheads that we knew, like we'd see around, holding figs, just dry figs. He was like, "Hey, you got money? You got $2?" And Alex like, "No, I don't have money."
No, it doesn't sound like her because this one's aggressive.
Yeah. She'd give figs.
No,
like
she didn't
want to
give figs. She was just holding figs. It just happened that there was figs in the situation.
So where would you put the money if she's holding figs? You'd have to put it in her
mouth.
He
didn't want to give her money, so he says, "Look, I don't have." Like she always asks him. She's like, "I don't have." It's like, "Oh, come on, you have $5." He's like, "I told you I don't have two, so I don't have five. What about like 15 or 20?" And then he's like, "I'm not giving you anything. I just told you I'm not giving you money. And I don't have any cash. I only have my debit card." "Okay, can we go to the machine and you pull out money to give me like a $20 bill or something?" And Alex's like, "I'm going to fucking punch you. I'm going to fucking punch you in the face." And she dropped the figs. She dropped the figs and started running. He's like, "I'll fucking punch you in the face." Who goes up like that? "Give me $2. Give me five. Give me." I told you no at two. You think I'm going to go pull out money with my debit card at high school?
And
kid,
you're supposed to go the other way, generally. It's like, "Hey, man, can I get $2? No. Can I get one? Can I get 25 cents?
Can I suck your dick for a quarter?
Can I suck your dick and you not punch me in the face?"
So Angie the crackhead.
Yeah, this one was aggressive, though. She always kept trying to blow me.
Oh, shit.
For money and this
poor confused Poseidon. He's like, "I want the blowjob, but I also want to keep my money."
No, I wasn't.
How much is she like? So
what was the fee?
Yeah,
she wanted $5.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's a
she's the Walmart of blowjobs.
So she kept asking, bro. And one day I get annoyed, and I give her the $5. I'm like, "Just leave." But I no blowjob.
Half of that story is true so far,
bro.
I love right. So you no gave way, her $5.
There's no way in hell I would take a blowjob from that fucking crackhead, bro. Are you
hand
crazy?
Job?
No, bro. I'd catch something
foot
for
job.
Sure. No, bro. Ugh, bro.
I've
disgusting.
Heard your stories. You definitely ate her pussy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we know enough about you to know that you
to
ate
know
her
that
ass.
You fucking cleaned her dry.
Yeah. You're like, "You're so dirty. How about we clean you up with this tongue?"
Anyways, so I gave the $5, but she still wanted to blow me. I was like, no.
Wow, you're a sex machine.
Is that where the story ends?
That is a terrible story.
Yeah, I realized as I said that. Yeah.
As usual. He's like, there was a whore once. Crack whore. Wanted to blow me, so I gave her $5, and then nothing happened. I went home. You definitely that, fucked that
no,
whore.
No, when I first moved to Montreal, there was this weird crack whore. Like, the first night I went out in Montreal, I'm with one of my friends, and we get fucked up. My friend is like, let's get some hookers. And then I was like, okay, and I'm from Quebec City, so we see these crack whores. And then I'm like, where do we go? Is there a hotel? He's like, no, they'll just suck our dicks in the alleyway. So then the girl starts sucking my dick, and she's fucking disgusting. She's horrible. And then she's just looking at me going, is this shit gonna take all night? Because my dick wasn't getting hard because she was disgusting. And I was like, no, but you know, like I was 19. Like it wasn't, you know. I the first time my dick didn't get hard, but I was like, yeah, but I don't think you yelling at me is helping. And then she's like, yeah, it's a fuck. And then she's like, suck my ass. She starts yelling at me, and I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I zip up my pants, and as soon as I finish zipping up my pants, the cop cars showed up. But since I was dressed, they didn't arrest me. They grabbed her, and then she started yelling. She was like, this is my boyfriend. This is my boyfriend. Cops were like, is this your boyfriend? I was like, I fucking cut through the alleyway. This crazy bitch fucking attacked me. And then she was like, suck my ass. Suck my ass. And then she was kicking on the fucking windows. I was like, oh, shit. If my dick would have got hard, I would have spent the night in jail.
Oh, my dick, then you would have had a lot of explaining to do.
My dick protected me. Yeah.
And normally that's what happens. You know how they say alcohol gets you into trouble?
Yeah.
I think my dick alcohol has gotten me into way more trouble.
Yeah. Your that's dick. True. Your
dick will ruin a marriage.
Yeah. Your dick ruins everything.
Yeah.
Like, not your dick. But I mean, everything wrong with this world is because of your dick.
Did you have to fuck her? No, but it's true. Dicks ruin lives.
What's the testosterone?
Oh, again, you with your fucking testosterone.
Fucking you and your
what are you selling? What are you, Alex
God
Jones?
Damn it.
You got Poseidon's testosterone 101, $49.95. Get that man action.
I've heard that though. His thing with the testosterone. There was when I was hosting the Nasty Show. There was the band. The drummer was on testosterone. He was like, "It's the best. It's the best." But it seems expensive. $5,000 twice a year.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Actually, I'm gonna text my coworker again. I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna be like, "Yo,
ask him where it is." Because I'd actually do that.
No.
Imagine you're trying to hit up a sign. He's like, "Where's the testosterone?" He's like, "I'm gonna inject it in your ass."
Yeah, it's close your eyes, open your mouth.
No, you gotta go to a clinic. And
it's maybe expensive. You misunderstood. Maybe he said he's gonna put on a clinic on that ass. Yeah.
No, bro. But.
Maybe he was calling your dick a clit and you understood clinic.
Yeah. No, bro. And
I'm going to rub clits with you.
And yeah, it's like an expensive procedure.
No, I know they do a lot of stuff. They even do stem cells. You could do a lot of cool shit now if you're like rich.
Yeah, because I'm not rich, but I have a bunch of disposable income.
You could do a lot.
I'd do the testosterone shit.
There's no way to get rid of diabetes.
There isn't. No.
How?
I think it helps with your also blood sugar levels. That
I don't believe that. Though.
I don't believe that.
Why would testosterone help diabetes?
Bro, I don't know, bro.
They always say that though for whatever new drug or they're like this will help but diabetes the way we cure it now it's not a cure but you get insulin and they discovered that in 1921 so the last 100 years haven't really changed.
So is there? Can you live your entire life, healthy life, till you're 100 as long as you monitor everything?
Yeah, kind of.
No?
Yeah, I guess. But no one ever with diabetes makes it to 100 unless they got it when they were like 80. But I got it when I was 11.
So really?
Yeah, when I was little, the doctor told me, he was like, you're not going to make it till 50. So that's why I lived my life like I was going to die before I was 50, and now I realize, fuck, I should have taken care of myself. I could have lived till 90.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah.
So now I'm taking care of myself.
Oh, what an asshole doctor.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Well, that was back in the days, too.
Yeah.
Can't you sue him?
He had told I remember, like, when my when I first became diabetic, my mom was so proud of me that I was taking it well and I wasn't crying. And then she was telling the doctor, she was like, "I'm so proud of him. He has this he has this disease and he's taking it well." And then the doctor was like, "It's not a disease. It's a handicap. It's a handicap. Yours." And in the old days, we didn't use the word disabled. Yeah. He was like, "Your son doesn't have a disease. He's handicapped." And I was like, "Oh fuck! I'm 11 years old and I'm handicapped." And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go back to school. Everyone's gonna make fun of me." So that I think that's why my humor became aggressive. So first day of school when I was diabetic, got into school, someone just talked to me and I fucking ripped their ass open with a joke just so I wouldn't be the victim. And then that's probably why I have a career, because of that shitty doctor.
I'm a great interviewer. Yeah. I think I'm the best interviewer on the planet. These are the best stories.
Yeah. See, that's how you tell a story. It's not, there's a beginning, a middle, an end. It's not like, and then the bag didn't close.
Fuck, I don't know about that. But you they can't make any strides in diabetes.
They do. Every 6 months, there's an article that comes out. Hey, they replace this organ with that organ, or they make. But nothing ever works. There's a group in Alberta that they found a cure, and they said it worked. But then they publish in the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay. And then everyone in the medical community said it was bullshit. And then the guy moved to Brazil and started doing that operation. Apparently it's working. Because there's the company that sells insulin, that's pretty much all they sell.
Yeah.
And they make fucking billions. I used to have this joke like 20 years ago. But they make, like they sell one product, they make $2 billion a year. So if find a cure,
they're fucked.
So if you steal $1,000 from me, I'm gonna want to kick your ass. If you steal $2 billion from me, yeah, I'm gonna fucking murder you. So for sure, there's been like death threats, yeah, or they buy cures and then just fucking get rid of them. I think like diabetes, same with AIDS. They're never gonna find a real cure. They're just gonna find a way to keep us healthy long enough to sell their fucking bullshit product.
It's fucking. What about going down to Brazil? You want me to come with you? We go try that shit?
I'm too old now, because I was looking into it, and they said it works for people like that have only had it for like 10 years, and I've had it for 30 years. So the only reason I'd go to Brazil would be like a vacation. So.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Now I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get going.
Get out of here, Poseidon. All right, so from diabetes to AIDS.
They found, I had a friend whose father worked on the sort of cure they have now for that pill that they all take. And he had told me that when they found the cure, their bosses had told them, don't tell anyone there's a cure, because now kids don't care about AIDS anymore. Remember you're younger, so how old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
15. Okay, so you lost your virginity like 15 years ago. So
17 years
ago. So in those days, that was we were still afraid of AIDS. 17
yeah,
years
I was,
ago.
I was afraid. I'm still afraid of AIDS. I'm always afraid of stuff.
But
I'm a weird paranoid weirdo.
But like now, people aren't even afraid of AIDS anymore.
I'm afraid of everything.
Oh, really?
Disease-wise, I'm scared of everything.
Have you ever gotten tests for like STDs?
Years ago, yeah. I've never had an STD.
Neither have I, but I've never been tested.
Well, that's funny. But I've always, that's the weird thing, is I've never had anything, and yet I'm the most paranoid out of everyone. You'd think I wouldn't be as paranoid, because be like, oh, well, you made it this far, but I'm super paranoid. That's why I'm paranoid about toilet seats. I'm paranoid about all that shit. Because I don't know what I would do if I would, because I've never dealt, like, I think if you're going to get an STD, it's better you get it when you're a teenager. Or like you learn how to deal with it or whatever, and you're not as panicky. But now as an adult, I've never had anything. It's like if you never drove before, you don't know. You're going to panic behind the wheel of a car. You're like, oh my God, this whole machine. But like driving, I've been driving for so many years, so I'm fine behind a big piece of machinery. You know, I don't mind. But I think if I would get an STD, I'd free. But you know, it's how you protect yourself.
I think I've never gotten an STD because I'm a neat freak. So I'm like, I never touch anything dirty. So whenever, and then whenever I used to fuck, like even those fucking dirty
six condoms,
fucking crack whore. Yeah, it was like fucking nine condoms. It was like I've never put my dick anywhere that I didn't think was clean. And my wife had this kind of a, it wasn't really cancer, but something in her pussy that she had to get removed. And it was like a tumor. And then just the fact that she had a tumor in her pussy. It
scared you.
It fucking, I still have trouble fucking her now.
It's a complex.
Like, I'm like, ugh, there was a fucking tumor in that thing. Like, and that, it's horrible.
It's horrible, yeah.
And one time I had told her. And then I was like, oh, you should never tell your wife that.
There's certain secrets you have to keep.
Your pussy is disgusting to me. You're still pretty, but your pussy is disgusting.
Yeah, there's certain things where you gotta.
I should
take to the grave.
Yeah. See that one? I don't blame my dick. I blame the alcohol.
What is Poseidon doing back here?
I like that he came in and we can't see it on the camera, but he did a shh.
Yeah, he told us to stop.
He told us to stop.
You're
talking.
The one who's supposed to shush, not us.
He's like, "Hey guys, I know you're doing a radio show. Shut up with your little radio thing. I gotta get my keys."
This is so stupid. Oh fuck, that's insane. Yeah, so never STD, never, I'm trying to think, disease, the only thing I ever had, well, but I think it was false, was one time a doctor, I think I told you a story where he told me that he thought I had high blood pressure, so he gave me some pills and shit. Okay. I told you about this.
No.
But I never took the pills or the machine that he gave me. I was like, what the fuck? Because I went in to check on my ankle. So he didn't check my ankle. He took my blood pressure and shit like that. I never told you the story.
Oh yeah,
when I was naked, yeah, the woman was yeah. So he's like, your blood pressure is really high.
That's a good story though, and people probably don't know this story here.
No, and somebody stole most of that joke, and I heard it on Sirius.
Oh yeah, some fucking.
Yeah, and it's a story from my life.
Shitty Toronto comic stole your story.
Because I remember a little while ago, maybe a year ago, I was driving back, and I think I was with you. And I was driving back home, and it was when. No, it was less than a year ago because I had this car because I had Sirius in the beginning, and I had Sirius Canada. And I remember hearing, I was like, "What the fuck?" And then it was so similar to my story. But the thing is, my story wasn't a joke that I wrote. It was something that happened in my real life. So the only way, it's not like parallel thinking, is you stole my fucking joke. Yeah. And it's a guy who I used to see around the scene here. So when I heard that joke on the radio, I was like, "Oh, how the fuck do I prove it now?" But I was like, "What a shitty, like, if you're gonna steal someone's joke, which I recommend you don't steal any jokes." Don't steal stories from someone's life because you can't convince me. You can't convince me otherwise because the story from my life. It's not like, oh, we both saw the same movie. That's my life. So what happened basically was this was years ago. I used to play a lot of ball hockey and I was always a big guy. So there was a lot of strain on my knees and on my ankles and I kept spraining one of my ankles. So it was hurting a lot and I guess it didn't heal properly. So I made an appointment.
So it always sprain, then you wouldn't let it heal and then it just...
It was bad.
Okay.
It would always hurt, you know? And so I went to check it out. And I made the appointment. They knew what I made the appointment for, this doctor. So I go in there, and the doctor, when I walked into his office, wasn't there. They said, go to the little room, change. So I'm like, okay. I just came from my ankle, you know? It's like, no, change. Take off your clothes. I was like, fuck. So first I had taken off like just my pants, check the ankle. And then she came in, and she's like, no, take your shirt off, put the thing. I was like, but why? I'm just here for my ankle, you know?
Why do you have to take a shirt off?
Exactly. So then I took everything off, basically, and she came in. That was my boxers, and we said take everything off.
So and even like, your dick.
Yes, I was like, fuck, this is so strange. Like, I was getting a little agitated, right? So I finally...
It's weird that you did it, too.
Well, I was younger, too. I didn't know, you know?
Yeah, that's a thing that... Yeah, when you're young, you're like, okay, yeah, this is what they do at the doctor. Professionals, yeah,
exactly.
I got to listen because he's a doctor.
And she's like, yeah, the doctor's going to, but the doctor didn't come. The nurse comes back in, and she was hot too. So I was like, oh, and it was cold in there too. So I was like, oh no, my dick was scared. You know, my dick wasn't showing up for this. So,
were you flicking it like every couple of seconds just to keep it nice?
No, because she was with me. Okay. She was with me. So I couldn't do anything. I didn't know she was going to come in. I thought it was going to be a dog, the guy. So she came in and she's just staring at me.
Fucking turtle dick.
Yeah, exactly. So she puts the thing on, like, what the fuck? And she starts, you know, so now my heart is racing. Like, I'm there naked. She does that whole thing, rips off the thing, and she goes, okay, put your clothes on. The doctor's going to see you now. And I was like, what? Like, I lost my mind. I was like, what is happening? What the fuck just happened, you know? So I put my clothes on, and now I'm furious. I get in. I sit down.
Fuck.
The doctor walks in with a file. I guess she gave him a file. And I'm like, dude. Like, right away, I'm like, dude. And he's like, I'm looking here. Oh, your blood pressure is very high. I go, what are you talking about? I go, I think you have the wrong file. Like, I came here for my ankle. I go, I was just in there. You never showed up. She's like, no, the nurse took your blood pressure. I go, but I was naked. Why was I naked? And he's like, well, your blood pressure doesn't matter. You know, it's very high. We got to take care of
it. He didn't answer why you were
naked. None of them. And I was like, it's high. I go, you're not listening. It's high because it's cold in there. I was naked. The nurse came in. There's a lot going on right there. Like, I'm still stressed out. I go, if you take
and
my heart rate right now.
I said it was cold. So you were like, just in case. She said, yeah, that big guy at the little dick.
Exactly. So I was like, so I was freaking out. I was like, what the fuck's going on? But the guy didn't want to answer my question. He's just like, he's like, I was like, listen to me. I came here for my ankle. He's like, your ankle's fine. Just lose a bit of weight. I go, you never check my ankle. You never check. So I'm getting anxious.
What a fucking asshole.
And he pulls out a machine to monitor my heart and pills. He goes, you got to take these. And then you got to phone in twice a week the results of what the heart thing. I go, what the fuck? So I walk out of the room, dude, and I'm holding pills and a box to monitor
with
my heart.
With your shitty ankle?
Yeah, my ankle still hurts. I walk out. I was in so much shock, dude. But then what I did is I sold that. I sold the pills and the machine to someone.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to use that shit. I didn't have anything. There was nothing wrong with my heart. And then I never checked my ankle out.
Did they loan you the machine or they sold it to you?
I never signed for it. Nothing. They gave it to me. They never charged me. I left.
Who the fuck bought that machine? I guess that's a good machine for an older person.
It was good. I gave it to him. The guy who ended up with it was an older person. Yeah.
Yeah,
I sold them a machine. I made money off it.
Yeah, my mom used to always have those.
Yeah, they had that. I was like, what the fuck do I need? And call in this number and put your results and take half a pill. I was like, he's telling all this shit in my head. I go, this guy fucking crazy. I'm never coming back here again. And I'm never, and since they never made me sign for anything, I used to work at the pharmacy at that point. And that's when I went right to work after. I was telling the pharmacist, and like, what? Yeah. I go, yeah, like, but what about the pills? Did he ask you for your allergies or whatever? I go, no. They're like,
what a shitty doctor.
Yeah, because they're like, well, what's in the pills? They go, the pills aren't going to do anything to you. She goes, but still, he should have asked. Like, all this stuff they were talking to the pharmacist, like, that's fucking, this guy's a lunatic. And he was very close. He was a block away from where I used to work. And I was in high school, yeah.
Fuck. You should ask, since Just for Laughs just bought the, or took over
Bruce?
The, ask Bruce, go, can you get me that clip?
That clip. And
like, not, don't ask Bruce, but ask whoever his assistant is.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to ask the president of Just for Laughs. Hey.
I need you, Miss Solid.
I know that you're with Chappelle right now, but could you go get me a clip?
The thing that I always wondered is how hard would it be to, like, prove when he heard it, when he heard me say it. Like, we did a lot of shows that we were on the same show together, but, and it's my story. It can't be his too. So I don't know. But him, he said it was, he said he hurt himself in a bike accident. And like, that's why his ankle hurt, which doesn't even make any sense. But,
You won't hurt your ankle biking. You'll hurt it running.
Yeah. He could have said his wrist or something, the coccyx.
Yeah.
That's true. He could have changed it a bit more.
I think actually for the story, hurting your wrist
would have made more sense.
Is even weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
it could have been the knee. It could have been anything.
He could have said anything.
Yeah.
Like, that bothered me too when I was listening to the joke. I think that, but just the whole, the heart monitor thing, I was like, he's like, but I didn't come here for this. Like, I was like, that's me. That's not just my joke. That's one of the first jokes I thought of talking about on stage because it was one of the first things that happened to me.
That was so fucking stupid.
And then when I first was saying the story, I wasn't saying it with humor. People were laughing at it. I was actually mad.
And you
I was
were
mad.
Angry.
And then I realized, I go, oh, well, okay, I could look at it this way too. You know, people are laughing at it. So, yeah.
Is he a Montreal guy or a Toronto guy?
He's a Toronto guy, yeah.
Okay.
I think I stayed on stage once since I started. Like, when I started, I would say it a lot because it was one of my first jokes. And then I filmed it once. Like, I still have the video of it. And 2014, I think, was the last time I ever said it.
Okay.
I've said it once since then. And it was just because I had heard him say it on the radio and I got so pissed off. So I went, but once since then. So it's not like it's not like it's in my repertoire, but it's just annoying to have that happen.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. I had a guy do that to me when I was first starting out. I had a story that I told him, and I didn't even want to do it on stage. I probably, if he would have asked me, hey, can I take that story and do it on stage, I probably would have said yes. But then I saw him on stage, and I was like, oh, that fucking asshole stole my story. There's something shitty about that.
Okay. God damn it. I'll tell you something I just got as a message. After this is done, you're going to be fucking furious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't want to say it on air?
No.
Okay.
No. Because then they're going to be furious too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah. But it's, so that's what happened. But like I said, I don't use, me was just a principal, but I can't wait. I want to see him face to face. And I'm just going to ask like random questions. Be like, hey, I heard that joke on the series. What happened? Tell me the story. Like, when did you first? Because he's going to know he heard it from me. You know, I just want him to know that I know. I'm going to be happy with him knowing that I know. Because he's not successful. Like, the thing is, I think by mentioning him, I'm going to get him more eyes than he has. So I'm like, I'm fucking myself over, you know? And then, and I don't want to help him in any way. I just want to see him face to face and just ask him questions about
Hey, yeah. Just ask him, you know what's fucked up about people that steal jokes too and steal stories? Mm. Since this has been a couple of years, he probably doesn't even remember he stole it from you.
Yeah.
So you could go, hey, I heard you on SiriusXM, your fucking story. where did that happen? What happened?
Yeah.
And then he'll like... he'll have to make it up, and then you can. And plus, like, that's basically all we do with Poseidon.
Yeah,
is whenever
we catch him,
we catch him. We're like detectives. Yeah.
But this is stupid. I think maybe who knows? I mean, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that I guarantee you, he probably when he first stole it, he didn't. You know, he probably started working for him, and then he started using it,
and then he realized
once it was on. Because what's he gonna do, right? Yeah. Once it's on Sirius or whatever.
There's something, if you're, fuck, that's stupid though. If you're going to steal a joke, don't fucking put it on Sirius. But I guess if you do steal jokes, you don't care.
Yeah, that's the, that's the logic that I'm thinking.
I think people that steal jokes, it's just because they're kind of funny, but they're missing that little, you know, edge or bow or whatever.
They're missing that that skill of writing. Yeah,
so they're like, okay, I'll have my fucking garbage material. I'll put in this, and then I'll be better.
Because you know what it is? Like even that joke. So let's say right now when I would first tell the story and I'd be angry, people would laugh at me because of how angry I was, right? But I could have just as easily, if I wasn't a funny person, said it differently. Said I went for my ankle. I don't know. He never checked it. He told me I have a problem with my heart.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the same story, basically, right? But you don't get the funny parts. But I gave all the details of what happened because that's what made it ludicrous to me. To me, the most lunatic thing was when I got naked. And then the way she said it, she rips it off and go, okay, put your clothes on. Dog's going to see you now.
Yeah.
And she said it so condescending. I fucking lost my mind. Bitch. I was like, but then why did I do this? Like, because I was so, dude, I could hear my heart. Like, she was doing the thing. And I was like this. Like my heart, I was like, stay cool, bro. Stay cool. And it was cold in there. Like everything was working against me. And I was looking at her and she was like nonchalant, like didn't give a fuck, you know? And it was, anyways. So yeah, he stole my bit. It makes it sound like he changed my career. No, it didn't affect my career anyway. Like I said, it wasn't a joke that I'm using in my repertoire. It's just that it's one of my life stories. It could have been. Like it should be up to me if I want to use it.
Like my story wasn't even a good story, but
it's the principle.
It's a principle.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, but you know what's crazy is at least you'd think, because I'm doing pretty well in comedy right now, you'd think if you're going to steal my joke, you would do better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Maybe that's why it was never in your repertoire. Maybe that was just a shitty, it's a good story, it's a but good maybe story. It's not on stage.
Because I have a lot of those. Yeah. I have a lot of great stories, and people are like, you should say that on stage. Like, nah, man, not everything works on stage. Like, just my joke about the story about the guy who... it's a prank with his wife. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Where he was mad at me. His wife's finally pregnant. And by the way, now it's a joke that I can say on stage. But it took me, since this happened, it took me almost 6 months, even more. I was trying on stage. I couldn't make it work as a stage joke. I was like, fuck, it's such a good story, though. And now finally I got it to work on stage. So I'm gonna give you just the regular notes here, not the stage version. But basically, he's a bit of a fucking asshole, the guy. But... he was very happy about his wife finally is pregnant, and he was making a big deal about it. He was like, yo, my wife's fucking finally pregnant. I'm so happy. This and that. I don't like this guy. And I was like, okay, what's the big deal? He's like, oh, you know, I really wanted a kid. Thank God she's fucking pregnant finally. I was trying for so long, and nothing was working. So, Grimwell, you know, if you really wanted a kid, and you guys both want, you could just adopt one. You know, it would have been the same difference. He's like, no, that's stupid. I want to love the kid, you know? And I was like, what? Like, that's fucking, that's insane, you know? So I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, you would still love the kid. He's like, no, the kid has to look like you for you to love it. It's just science. I was like, that's not science. That's Bill Nye science, you know? Yeah. So this whole thing happens where he gets mad at me for like kind of calling him out on being a cocksucker. And he goes, you think you're funny because you're a comedian? You're not funny. My buddy here, he's the funniest, this guy. I was like, yeah, why is he funny? Oh, this guy's the best prankster. He makes you look stupid. Like he's got the best pranks. I go, really? What do you have, like a YouTube channel? He's like, no, he doesn't have a YouTube channel, but he does the best pranks. Like a little while ago, bro, I was going home early to surprise my wife, and I thought I was going to get the jump on her. And then I go in, I kiss, I go up in my room. This guy jumps out naked, yelling, it's a prank, it's a prank, because he was naked and scared me. And I was like, yeah, that kid is not going to look like you, you know? Yeah. So I have this whole thing about that now I talk about on stage, but I couldn't get it to work on stage like the way I was using it. So now I got that joke about, I was like, that guy, dude, your wife is fucking cheating on you. Like that, there's no way that guy pulled a prank on you.
Yeah.
Like he fucking plowed your whore of a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's actually the one that pulled a prank on him. The whole I do thing was a prank.
Yeah. That's what it, so even like that's a good story, but that took months to be able to make it palatable on stage, right? So yeah, maybe the ankle story might have not worked on stage, or it would have. But either way, it's my fucking life. I should be the one who chooses.
When I was first starting out, I used to always do this thing that people, like I'd tell them stories and they go, oh, fuck, that's amazing. Do you do that on stage? And I'd say no.
Yeah.
And then some of them would ask, they'd be like, fuck, I have a bit. Could I use that? And I used to always say yes. Yeah. And then I stopped doing that. Because then, like, 8 years later, I'd be like, oh, fuck, that story. Oh, shit, I can't do that anymore because I gave it to fuckface, who doesn't even do comedy anymore.
Oh.
So then now, if I did those
stories,
they're going
to think you stole his jokes.
They'd be like, why is Mike Ward stealing bits from guys who retired in 2001?
Oh, no. That's a weird.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I have given excellent tags, though, to people. I've given because stuff that I wanted to use, but they already had jokes that I felt it worked better.
Tags, you should always give those.
So I always give those.
Yeah.
Like even one that was part of it was my tag, but it didn't fit well anymore in the stuff I was doing, and I hadn't filmed it. So I gave it to one of the open micers. I told him, look, your joke about this is how you're going to end it. And he's like, what? I could have this joke. I go, yeah, because it fits perfectly with what you're saying. I go, but I can't use it anymore. So even one of the local headliners too, one of his best jokes, he still credits me for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I gave him... because he just couldn't see the tag. It's kind of a punchline too. It's a second punchline, and he couldn't see it. And it was the first time I met him. And I go, look, I know you don't know me, this and that. And I told him, and he's like, motherfucker. He goes, I can like you're just giving that to me. I go, yeah. He's like, who the fuck are you? He goes, like, why would you give? That's a good joke. I go, yeah, but it doesn't fit in what I'm doing.
There's something weird about that when people don't get that you're giving a joke.
Mm.
Like I've had a bunch of people when I give them tags or like. I can't pay you for this. I'm not asking for money. I'm fucking selling it to you.
Yeah, I'm just telling you this. I can't let this die. This is beautiful. I want this to exist. It can't work with what I'm doing. The only way, because I told him, the guy who I'm talking about, I told him the only way this would exist right now is if I would steal the first half of your joke and then add this, which is stupid.
Yeah.
You already have that joke. Take this. It's a beautiful marriage.
I had given a tag like that to Jimmy Carr. I don't know if he... I saw him use it once and it worked, but I don't know if he kept it.
Yeah.
But he had a joke. I forget what the joke was, but the tag I'd given him, well, all of his jokes are kind of tags since they're one-liners. But I was like, the joke was her eyes say no, but her mouth yells rape.
Okay. But you remember the setup to that?
I don't remember the setup, but I remember the punchline. And I was like, fuck. And then I didn't know him that well at the time, but I just went up to him and I was like, look, this is going to seem weird. And then I gave him the joke. And then the next night he did it. And I was so happy to see Jimmy Carr doing one of my jokes.
And it went well.
It went well. It didn't go. I thought it was going to fucking be like a wah, but it was like a ha 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 ha. Like it was an okay joke.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he kept it.
It would be funny if you started yelling, you sons of bitches, appreciate that.
Yeah, I should have went out into the audience.
You sons of bitches.
You fucking stupid horse.
Oh, boy. All right, well, Mike, anything we're plugging this week?
We are plugging, I don't think so. We're doing a show here in Montreal, a Club Soda. We don't have the dates yet.
We've been saying that for months.
Yeah, we've been saying that for months, but Aaron Berg, so...
he has to get back to us?
Get on Twitter and ask Aaron to fucking...
finalize his dates.
Yeah, we got a bunch of options in Montreal, and we're going to be doing a show with Aaron, with Big J, with Ashley Krachenko from Ottawa in the Ottawa area this summer.
Nice.
Yeah, but no dates. No. All I do is I tease people.
Just promises.
Just promises, and then the shows will get canceled.
Just a tip. like Aspen.
Exactly. We're going to be in Aspen. Maybe. Maybe not.
It's the only one we've canceled, actually.
Yeah, that's the only thing we've canceled.
So head over to MikeWard.ca to look at Mike's dates, the ones that are concrete and they're in there. Mike Ward's French podcast is on there, too. You could also check out Mike Ward's special, Mike Ward Infamous. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on YouTube. If you speak French, it's on Pornhub or YouPorn, whatever. Point is, Mike Ward Infamous, you could get that shit everywhere right now.
Exactly.
And remember to subscribe to the Shots on iTunes and leave comments and reviews, because that's going to get us higher into the rankings. And then more people you speak to will know what the fuck you're talking about when you reference Two Drink Minimum. Use hashtag 2DM when you're on Twitter, and then we'll look at those if there's questions for Poseidon, and we'll bring them up in a future episode. We're going to try to like rack them all back to back.
You can ask him like, to explain shit that should be simple.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to explain.
Stuff like that we think will be hilarious.
How is yogurt made? I'd like to have him explain how yogurt is made. Because okay. I'm not even sure how yogurt is made.
It's magic. Head over to pantelliscomedy.com for all of my socials and for dates and all of that kind of fun stuff, I guess. Perfect. And that's it. That's all you're going to get. The weekend officially starts right now.